I never thought it'd be sadder that Van Damme Street Fighter movie was actually the good version out of all fucking Street Fighter films. Yeah, and you're totally right, man. It's a fucking film.
That one at least looked like the fucking game.
And was,
no, that one at least was humorous. I laughed at that shit. I thought it was the most ridiculous shit I've ever fucking seen in my life.
It's one of the
especially with Zangief. Quit! Take your channel!
That's one of the best, it's one of the best comedy movies of all time, Street Fighter.
That shit was hilarious. And Bison coming back to life and becoming some kind of robotic cybernetic thing. I was like, what the fuck?
Hey, you have the ultimate American air pilot soldier. Played by a fucking Belgium and Jean-Claude Van Damme. That makes fucking perfect sense.
Yeah, he's Street Fighter Kyle. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. You got E Honda. He's supposed to be some Samoan Hawaiian.
Why not? Fucking Ken is the most overweight motherfucker Street Fighter I've ever seen.
Couldn't find a Japanese motherfucker to do that, so they went and found some Hawaiian motherfucker. Wow, how insulting.
We should just talk about that movie.
Nobody talks about the racist shit of that casting movie or whatever. They're like, wow. They went out of their way not to get another Japanese motherfucker. And Ryu, my God, he looked like a fucked up Asian Jai Courtney.
Jesus Christ. That's pretty bad.
I don't know what the fuck where they found his ass. And then this movie, you know what's insulting about this movie? It's got the audacity to sit up there and go, Legend of Ryu coming next. Like, no! Oh.
But even even though they say, oh, there's a band called Ryu something, we don't know his last name. It's like, you're actually going to try and go into depth to tell them this his fucking last name?
Okay, I got a question for you two now. I'm a huge Street Fighter fan, but I got lost in the... Is that supposed to be Ken, the Asian dude that was training her?
No, that was Gen.
No.
That
was,
okay, why did she keep calling him Ken?
She said it was Gen.
Gen, yeah. It's meant to be Gen.
Gen, Ken is not Asian. Okay, he's half. It's nothing like that.
It wasn't him.
That cheap-ass fireball effect.
Oh, no, that looked brilliant, man. I love that shit. That shit was done in Photoshop. We could fucking do that for a fucking movie spoilers.
That's the space sign for Apple when you buy a new product for them or whatever. That's the background cover of them. Hey, I hope Apple got some money for that shit then. They straight up stole a special effect from a wallpaper.
Motherfucker,
design.
They stole the guy who played Liu Kang in Mortal Kombat to fucking play that role.
Yeah, Robert Chu.
That's how desperate they were.
Hey, shut your mouth. He was in a Man of Iron Fist too.
Oh my God, really? Holy shit. Are you fucking serious? Holy shit. Talk about guys' careers and going... How the hell do you get Michael Clark Duncan, Academy Award nominated actor, to play Balrog?
God, Balrog?
Oh, Vega! Who the fuck was that?
That was the fucking guy from Black Eyed Peas!
Taboo for the Black Eyed Peas thing.
Yeah, I need to steal a line from the animated movie. Keep our anime 2 is. You bitch, you ruined my face. I'll make you suffer. I was like, ugh. I was like, yeah, it sounds better animated than live action. Yeah, it really does.
It sounds better. It looks better. And it is acted better animated.
Fucking Neil McDonald though.
Don't skim, don't know. Not good stuff.
Ultimate fuck you to the whole Street Fighter series.
Jesus Christ, are you telling me? It fucking M. Bison. Come on. Why?
What? Sucking the soul out of his wife? I don't know. Weirdest shit I fucking saw in my life.
Hey, that happened in the game. I remember that.
I don't get it, dude.
It is such an easy concept. Street Fighter is not that fucking wraparound.
Apparently it is.
They complicate the shit out of things. Oh my goodness.
Street Fighter literally consists of two people beating the shit out of each other. How the fuck hard is that?
Thank you. Turn it bicycle.
A blonde businessman.
A blonde Irish businessman. What the fuck? Why?
I grew up in the street of China. Everybody's got to make a move. Everybody's hungry. But it's just all about what move you make. I was like, no, what the fuck? Oh, Neil's being so Chun-Li on a stripper pole.
The ultimate insult. The ultimate insult is Shadow Liu being invented by Bison from stealing fish, and that's what invents the entire organization of Shadow Liu. Fuck that. fucked this film.
The most embarrassing scene in this movie was that goddamn hip-hop club scene. I don't give a shit.
What was that? What was that?
Shit's awesome. I love this film.
Seriously. What was the point of that?
I love this film.
Some stare down. I guess it was supposed to be intense or something. I don't know. What the fuck was that?
But that lesbian face off?
Bryson's right hand chick was one of them. Fuck Chun Li or something like that. They were lining up on the dance floor and shit. I was like, I don't even know. I'm not even get a hold of him. I'm just
confused. Yeah, you know it's bad when P1 doesn't get a rise off that. Jesus.
The only rise I got out of this.
I don't get a rise off too. That was bad. I'm gonna rise out too. Jerking off the Grand Theft Auto 5. Hooker scene. So I mean, shit.
What the fuck?
The only good rising you could get out of this is out of Moon Bloodgood, which is the best name of all time, by the way. I love that fucking
girl. Bloodgood.
That's the worst name, but damn, that girl's hot.
She's
fucking terrible. Oh, she's terrible. Actor. Bitch. Bitch can't act, but still, damn, she looks good.
Chris Klein
of Charlie Nash.
Chris Klein got lost. He know where the fuck he was at.
That motherfucker is horrible.
God, that dude had
motherfucker's line delivery was terrible.
He had me laughing so goddamn hard, dude. It's been a while since I've seen this movie, but I rewatched it, and his fucking delivery, his facial expressions. Oh my god.
Smiling at everything. Fuck that little half bucks and all that shit.
Yeah.
He knew he was in bullshit. There's no doubt. He knew he was in some bullshit.
Dude, he was hamming that shit up, man. I was like, oh my god, glorious. It was fucking glorious.
And Taboo? Oh my god.
Mike, why don't you call it in for me, girl?
Yeah, did they have like a role?
Do you always bring your gold handcuffs to the date or the dance?
God.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, when she brought them gold handcuffs up, I tied my ass up. I was like, here we go. Get some excitement on this motherfucking girl. On the background real quick, on the side view.
There we go. Honestly, did they get one origin or one plot line from the game correct in this fucking film at all?
Vega had a mask.
Oh, Vega. Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, that was it.
Vega had a mask and some claws. That's about it, man.
Yeah, because I remember him being a Spanish bullfighter. He was an assassin in this.
This shit had nothing to do with the fucking game.
Balrog punching a punching bag. Oh, there you go. There's the boxing connection.
God.
Bison killed her father. Yeah, Bison killed her father. That's an origin right there. There you go.
Everyone Bison kills in this movie is tied up or on a chair chained up. He doesn't beat anyone in a physical fight. He's a weak fucking faggot.
I didn't even know he could fight.
They pussified Bison.
I didn't even know he could fight in this movie, because he didn't show it.
He grew up on the streets, he was tough.
Oh yeah, because he saw that little boy scrapping when he was going through the traffic control. Yeah, he saw that. He was just like, you gotta take what you want in life, you know? Can't be like this Balrog. You remember what it's like growing up in Africa, you know?
Fucking Balrog is just what they did to him. My God, Michael Clark Duncan, what were you thinking? Seriously.
Jesus Christ.
Biggest actor in the movie, and probably one of the most insulting dudes.
Oh no, yeah. Taboo. Taboo's the biggest actor in this film.
Oh God.
The black guy piece of this. That's a talent, motherfucker.
Jesus.
I'm looking up this on IMDb. It says Michael Clark Duncan in Japan was Bison.
Yeah. Okay. Street Fighter knowledge, people. In America, Bison is called Bison. In Japan, yeah. Bison is known as Vega, and it's because. Yeah. Okay. Do you know why though?
No, Vega's known as Balrog.
Yeah, but do you know why they changed the name Bison from Balrog? Because of the whole Mike Tyson bullshit. They thought it would be a lawsuit in America if he was called Bison.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mike Tyson?
Yeah. So there's some actual knowledge for you people that this game never fucking threw me.
I did not know that, wow.
Yeah. They were going to worry about a lawsuit in America because of Mike Tyson. Yeah.
That was like years ago. That was like back in 94 or some shit like that, right?
Damn straight, yep.
God damn, shit. Are they still worried about that?
Hey, wouldn't you be scared of Mike Tyson coming after your ass?
I don't think Mike Tyson remember that shit. He's just gonna like, shit, the fuck is this supposed to be? Shit.
Hey, baby.
He's like, didn't you see my cameo in Hangover? I mean, come on. Like, I give a fuck.
Yeah, that fat motherfucker couldn't do any damage, yeah.
But I'll be to another edition of spoiling that phenomenal one.
And I'm losing my fucking mind because you P1 for Sex in the City and then this shit. Holy fucking hell.
I'm not mistaken, that was you and Luke's idea for Sex
in the City. I never nominated Sex in the City.
And well, it was your idea to record it, mine, it was Luke's idea to watch it, so
I like the mistaken. If I'm gonna be punished, I'm gonna punish everyone with me and they're gonna buy that shit.
I love the fact that how y'all two motherfuckers are so confident both motherfuckers lost, you and Luke. Amazing right there.
You can make me suffer no more. I have seen the worst of the worst.
Why no worse?
That's the worst of the worst. There is nothing worse.
I know worse. It's related to Sex in the City. I know worse.
Oh, shit.
Don't you test me.
You're not putting...
yeah, let's not talk about this right now.
Don't you test me. No, all right.
I think we had enough Sex in the City talk for
our whole life. Oh, God. Yeah.
I've seen worse Sex in the City that's on the level of it used by two people that I know you guys hate.
Okay, I don't want to hear about it right now. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, I'm gonna go into a cave and put my soul to my baby.
Go down that road.
These poor women go to Vegas. That's all I got to say. I'll teach you worse, Wayne. So you...
I'm curious now. What film could be that bad?
You know no harm like you.
Ooh, another day. Another story, another day. But at the moment, Street Fighter.
Because it's based off a book, so it could be a spoiler in the movies that you never know. But I might be
okay, man. Just shut the fuck up.
Blaine, I'm talking.
Yeah, Blaine, talk to fucking Buck, man. Yeah.
Hey, I can't get over that film, man. That film is still in the back of my mind.
Well, you go do that shit today, goddamn, because I'm not watching it. Ain't happening. No.
Oh, there are some comparisons to Sex and the City 2.
All right, that's enough.
Like 2013 recent, dude.
Son of a... Shut the fuck up!
I don't want to think about it, thank you. I've had enough pain in my life.
Please, yes, totally. Goddamn.
Chung-Li.
Well, I would like to be able to apply synopsis of this, seeing how this is my pick, but I gotta tell you guys, I don't know what the fuck the movie's about.
Oh, it wasn't just me. Okay, good.
I seriously do not know. Okay, I know Chun-Li's father got kidnapped. For some reason...
Yeah, why? Why did he get kidnapped?
He doesn't. Shut the fuck up. Give us a synopsis.
Oh, yeah, please do.
This ain't not what King can have when you niggas talk over each other. there's a montage scene of walking the streets and trying to connect with the people. That was the most retarded ass scene I've ever fucking seen. And she's looking for Bison. She gets trained, learns some big ass fireball. And meanwhile, Nash and Maya are trying to bring down Shadow Lou along with this bitch. And there you go. I don't know. That's the end of the movie right there. I don't know. There you go. Now you're fucking off.
There's nothing to say. That's pretty much just the plot.
Yeah. Nah, that ain't no plot. That's just pieces. That's not a plot.
Oh, that's exactly what this movie was.
Well, okay, here, how about you just read the freaking synopsis on IMDb? When a teenager, Chun-Li, witnesses the kidnapping of her father by wealthy criminal M. Bison, when she then grows up to go on a quest of vengeance. When the fuck did that ever come part of it? Anyway, it becomes a crime-fighting Street Fighter universe. Oh, for fuck's sake. If that's the synopsis they can give, how the fuck can you... You can't summarize this movie.
What was that whole shit about? I lived in this rich house for so long, it's time I connected with the people of Bangkok. And then all of a sudden they do a montage of her just sleeping on the street.
Batman Begins.
And then all of a sudden... The streets are protecting her now. They like, oh, they're saying, like, even Nash said it. Chris Collins said, he's just like, they're not giving her up because they're looking out for her. I'm like, what? Why?
When that guy threw a watermelon on the bell rug. Fuck this. It's like, what the fuck?
They have guns. Why are they scared of this crowd of people?
Hey, the most powerful organization in the world gets taken down by a guy with a watermelon.
First time I saw IMDb give a good rating to, gave it a 3.7. I'm like, wow, that's the first bad rating I've ever seen on IMDb.
Oh, no, House of the Dead's pretty up there. That shit's pretty low. Oh, no. Honestly, is there anything positive in this fucking movie at all? That they actually got resembled to the game?
No. it was fucking boring.
$50 million budget? What the fuck? Where the hell did that money go?
It was a fire.
That one fireball scene? So they didn't go to Chris Klein fucking acting ability.
Hey, there was three fireballs, I'll have you know.
Oh, yeah.
Each one was $15. Okay. I'll have you know. And you had to pay the great... I'm pretty sure they took some of the money back, but they had to pay the great Black Eyed Peas. I wonder if they did the soundtrack for this movie.
Now, one thing we've got to mention too, that this director came, we've already done one of his films, we did Doom, and now of course we're doing Legend of Chun-Li, so this guy, he's got a hit record.
Oh,
this
son of a bitch.
Yes, the guy who directed Doom.
Yeah, he did two of the worst video game movies of all time, yeah.
Yeah, you fucking
hit
me.
Yep, what's his name? Andrzej, or whatever
he's
fucking
like. He's a old motherfucker from Poland, too.
Yep, now I know why Germany invaded your ass, you motherfuckers.
Damn.
Fucking stop drilling.
Hey, if it makes you feel any better, he did Romeo Must Die in Exit Wounds, too, okay?
Cradle to the Grave. That shit, he did... Oh my god, that shit's horrible. We're gonna do that for Wonder.
Any movie with DMX in it, he did.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, DMX is his main star. How is that? DMX is your main star.
DMX was the ball wrong.
I was gonna say
the Bison.
He's probably in jail time for a roll.
Nah, he's too busy up in Arizona on his TV show on BT.
He had a TV show?
Yeah, what?
What the fuck?
Look that shit up. He had a TV show, yeah.
Oh shit, DMX.
God.
No way.
Damn, okay.
Everybody looking that shit up.
That's good to say, we all can look at him. No way.
TV show.
DMX B.
That motherfucker could be Green Lantern. Look at him. Look at him. Oh my god.
Oh god, man. DMX is in the shit. It would be like 10 times more entertaining.
That movie's in... What? DMX? DMX?
It was almost like Breaking Bad. He was up in New Mexico and shit. He was riding four-wheelers. He was slinging drugs.
Soul of a
Man? Soul of a Man? Yeah. What the fuck is that? DMX, Soul of a Man, TV show. Hey, it got an 8.1. That's pretty good.
That's bullshit.
Okay, fuck that film. Fuck that film.
Oh, for a whole season, I believe.
Yeah. That's all we got right here, yeah.
Yeah, we could.
And then he got arrested for that shit.
Oh, did he? Oh, jeez.
My was slinging drugs on that show.
Oh, fuck. There's a new Green Lantern for you, people. DMX.
You just see
the using the fucking...
I know he'll keep the 100. I know DMX will keep the 100.
He could use the ring to create drugs. How awesome would that be?
He ain't gonna use a ring to slang them motherfuckers.
Create a crackpot.
Hey, what you be walking with?
Now, who wouldn't want to see that?
Woo! I wouldn't hear that. Took that mask off, and you just see them, and he'd be like, "Yo, my nigga!"
Man, he couldn't be Vega. Look at the size of those lips. It wouldn't fit inside that mask. Fucking big lips hanging out. He looks like that guy from Dredd, if you remember. That big lip motherfucker we were talking about.
Holy shit! Nah, seriously. Way better.
It's
like a vacuum cleaner
and
Bruce Jenner.
Oh god!
What the fuck?
Well, we see, there's nothing. There's nothing positive about this movie. So we got to talk about other shit, like DMX's lips.
Nah, this movie is fucking soulless. It has nothing going for it. This whole Chun-Li transformation from this little girl to walking the streets. Now she thinks she's hard. She's going up in the... Where the fuck did she get that dress from? when she went up into the hip hop club. I'm sorry, that shit was the most embarrassing shit up in here.
But it looked similar to her costume in the game. That's the point. It looked close enough that it wasn't related, though.
Dancing, this ugly looking Korean bitch, and or Chinese bitch, or whatever she's supposed to be. And I ain't gonna lie. I started playing watching porn on my phone. I'm not gonna lie. I was distracted. I was like, you know what? If I gotta get a boner, this ain't supposed to give me a boner. Let me show you something really that's gonna be a boner. I just started watching porn. That's how bad she was.
Yeah, I'm sure this. I'm sure there's Street Fighter porn online.
There it is, actually.
Oh, man.
That'd be more... We should have reviewed Street Fighter porn than fucking this. It's probably more bloody related to the game than this shit would ever be.
Yeah.
Only if they put a fucking dragon punch into a fucking cunt, then it would have been more entertaining.
First of all, how can you have a movie, a Street Fighter movie, and not have Ryu and Ken in it?
That's a great fucking question.
Yeah, which is why this movie's fucking disgraceful.
That's like a Catwoman movie without Batgirl. Wait, they already.
Don't bring that film up, please.
I forgot about it. That's like having a Power Rangers movie, no Power Rangers. That's like having a Turtle movie, no Turtle. That's like having a Transformers movie without Transformers. That's like a lot of goddamn things.
They did all those films.
About fucking Chun-Li.
They did every one of those films. I've seen a Transformers movie with no fucking Transformers.
And if you're gonna fucking do that, at least get the fucking title character right. There's nothing Chun-Li like about this fucking...
Jay, she played the piano! I remember that!
Yeah, and Bison killed her father, that's true.
Yeah. God. That's about the only connection in this whole fight. Where was Sagat?
I love that fucking origin they gave the Bison where he's in the cave and he cut up on his wife and shit like that. That shit was hilarious.
Fuck that shit.
I don't know what the fuck happened to that. He got spiritual or some shit like that where they were talking about he transferred his goodness to the baby. How the fuck is that possible?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck was going on during that sequence.
I love that Chris Klein and them. None of them freaked out that this bitch can shoot a fireball out. I'd be like, what kind of shit was that? It's like, we need to take you in just for an investigation on that shit. You just did some mystical shit going on here. And nobody laughed at that ridiculous-ass story that they told about Bison where apparently he got married or whatever. And I love young Bison. That shit was hilarious. Like, that dude looked like a Calvin Klein model.
Seriously.
He had his lip all down and shit. He was looking...
Stealing fish.
He looked like Kanye West by the mouth.
Oh, shit.
He's like, lay down, baby. Lay down. Let me show you something, whatever. And he just, I love it because the blood squirts on his face, and he blinks a little bit, and his eyes start rolling in the back of his head and shit. Then it's like, oh, he transferred all the goodness into the baby. We don't know what happened to the baby afterwards.
Why wouldn't you just kill
him? Out that the weapon is, it turns out to be his daughter, and you're just like, okay, well, why was this bitch wearing a blanket on that boat? That might be next to the child blanket.
Oh, fuck, I hate this film. They've never gotten Street Fighter fucking right, though. Ever.
No. That was right.
I mean, I'm talking about live action. Okay, the only live action any time they've done anything for Street Fighter right was Assassin's Fist. That's it. And even that was a fucking fan-made thing.
There's not really much story to a fucking Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat. Just fucking make a tournament out of them all. I mean, what the hell would you want to do? And every time we see them do a story with it, it's the most stupidest shit you ever see. I mean, most of the animated ones is basically Ryu and Ken on a road or something like that, pretty much strengthening themselves up and then somehow managing to run into Bison and them defeating him. I mean...
That's the plot right there. You just summed it up. That's it.
I mean, because that's who everybody likes. Like Lupe Fiasco said, always play Ryu and Ken, you know? That's nobody fucking played with Guile. And I don't know why. They keep making everybody but what everybody wants is the lead character in these movies. Guile's the lead. Who the fuck gave a shit about Guile in those movies?
Nobody.
She got popular in the later of the games, whatever, but not on the level of Ryu Ken or not on the level of give a fuck to give her own movie.
Yeah.
I think that goddamn green motherfucker that electrocutes you and shit is more popular than her.
Blanca. Who they actually... Do you remember it?
I knew some girl that was named Blanca in school, whatever, and my buddy used to always go, every time the teacher would call her name, he'd go,
"Roar!" did she do that summer all thing in the class, like just spin, come rolling in, and go, "Roar!"
She did, whatever. She did have red hair, too. That was the fucked up part about it. Like, I had to tell her, I said, "You gotta dye your hair or something else, because my buddy gonna keep making fun of you."
She didn't come bite you on the neck as well?
No, she kind of walked around like a monkey.
That'd be awesome, man. Do you remember, too, in the Van Damme version, Charlie Nash, which is fucking Chris Klein's fucking character.
That was not fucking...
They made Blanca and him the same character.
No, not Blanca. Hey, I love how they did with the Al scene, Vanessa scene, too. I was like, what the fuck? Some 1 minute he's got all his hair, next scene he's bald, and he's like, "What?"
Oh, I love Dalsim. That is genius in that movie.
That dude started off as a white guy,
scientist.
At the end of the movie, bald headed and brown.
With no explanation either. I don't explain it at all.
That shit came out. No, he comes around a corner talking about. The living thing, like all of us, are you really going to shoot this creature?
Fuck yes!
Like, the fuck did you turn black? The biggest mystery of all. These Street Fighter movies are the biggest sci-fi mysteries of all time.
Seriously.
Oh, fuck these films.
What about that Vega fight? She hung him.
She beat Vega's ass so easily. It's insulting to Vega what they fucking did to him.
It was, because you know why? She beat him off camera.
Well, besides, I got a shit actor to play him, fucked up his origins, and then he got his ass handed to him by a fucking Chun-Li. Bullshit on all accounts.
Hey, when did this movie come out?
2009.
We're still waiting.
IDs must have been on a roll this year, right? Because if I'm not mistaken,
sitting here, God.
Anyways, still waiting for that sequel with Ryu.
Gonna get Fergie as
we review. Oh, fuck off. Get Will.
I might see that. Them big ass cities.
Get Will I Am as Ken.
Man, no, he's what's his name in X-Men Origins? He ain't got time for that. He's like, I'm trying to get Apocalypse.
Cable?
2009 was the year of the peas, man.
Year of the peas. Oh, God.
Yeah. They were big, man, 2009.
Yeah,
every fucking radio and TV, I got so sick and tired of the blow my fuck. Talk about the biggest sellouts of music ever.
Actually, no, you raise a good point with that. They fucking did sell out for every film, every fucking sporting franchise they could get their asses involved in. Fucking Taboo.
Remember back in the day when they were doing songs with fucking Macy Gray and shit? Now they fucking the biggest, well, I don't want to say biggest, but at the time it was one of the biggest pop culture musicians out there and shit. And I was like, wow, that's some sellouts.
Well, they get like Daft Punk into a fucking soundtrack. Jesus. Oh, just going through this. Just remembering this film. I haven't seen this film for so long. I'm rewatching it. I remember why I didn't want to watch it again. It is horseshit.
Yeah, I watched it last week and I don't even remember half of it.
It's because it's forgettable. It is so fucking forgettable.
And nothing happens in it.
Yeah, there's no street fighting at all, which is ridiculous because it's called fucking Street Fighter.
And what about those scenes where she was training with her dad?
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah,
God. Her dad. Jesus Christ. No explanation what his connections are. About what was it? Fucking Bison wanted him anyway.
Well, they did say that he had a lot of connections and Bison wanted to use them, but I don't know what those connections were and what was the point of it.
Yeah, that's the point. They didn't explain it. So it was like, what's the...
And apparently those connections meant nothing because Bison just ended up killing them anyway.
Oh, God, no. Just the acting, the writing, the fucking... The links to Street Fighter, which were fucking abysmal. Taboo as Vega is just a fucking insult. I tell you, he's a part of the Black Eyed Peas. I would give that motherfucker black eye if he ever fucking acted again, because I'd punch the shit out of him if I ever see him in any fucking film, because that cunt can't act. He just cannot fucking act.
I don't think anyone...
Yeah, everybody's fucking good.
But you know Michael Clark Duncan can act.
Looking too. It looks like it belonged on YouTube.
Hey, $50 million. $50 million, not cheap. $50 fucking million.
Hey, that's IP, you gotta get paid, man. Taboo, you gotta get played, baby.
Oh, I bet you're right, too. That's where the money would have gone.
Oh, my God.
Taboo, right?
Oh,
Gotta get paid, baby shit.
You know you gotta get paid.
Come on, Cody, shit.
Gotta get paid.
You know
about
getting paid, baby shit.
Jesus Christ.
And what about that song in the club? Well, they're talking about Street Fighter, too.
I'm a Street Fighter.
I love that shit.
That was as bad as the house
Hey, you know this Moon Bloodgood? She was in Terminator Salvation.
She was.
Yep, she was.
She's been...
a TV series?
What?
Wait, what?
It's a TV series of Terminator Salvation.
No way.
No, there's not.
Right now, it's got 6 episodes
of that shit. Get fucked. No way.
No, I'm thinking right now.
I know everything Terminator. I've never fucking heard of that shit.
It came out right after Salvation.
No, fucking way. I'm reading this shit up. No way.
Machinima? Ew, some animated. What is this? What the fuck is this?
I have never seen this shit.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
This shit looks terrible. What is this?
Oh, I think we see another review show coming up.
I was gonna say, what the fuck?
Wow, look, and they really tried to, like, CGI faces and shit. Look at that, look at that, Is that Chris Connor?
No, there's no John Connor. There's no John Connor in it. What the fuck?
Dude, that is literally a fucking PS2 cutscene. What the fuck?
PS2? Try PS1. Holy shit.
Oh, shit. And she plays the same character, too. Blair Williams. Wow.
Hey, your sister, Cody.
She had a great 2009. First Street Fighter, then Terminator Salvation, then the animated TV Terminator Salvation, and she was in the video game, too. Ah, awesome girl.
Oh, God. Yeah, she did have a bad few fucking years.
Wow, they did actually use fucking assets from the video game to create it. I'm reading fucking review. We gotta be fucking...
Yeah, we gotta watch this.
Damn straight. We gotta check that shit out.
And here the both of you thought you'd known everything that was Terminator.
I learned something new today.
Yeah, now you gotta watch it. Hey, now you know what? When you watch it, ask yourself, is this better than Genesis?
Yes. Anything's better than that shit.
I'll be goddamn.
Hey, so that just means to tell you that Salvation probably was the biggest hit out of Terminator because they had a game and an animated series based off.
Yeah, where would T2 never had that?
T2, no one remembers that movie.
Fuck that shit. Stupid fucking movie.
Yeah, exactly. Talk about the giant core, man.
Oh, don't get me started on that. I would love to do a review with you guys of that one because holy shit.
Represent you Australians proudly.
Oh, fuck that. Fuck that film.
Just like this movie is representing Dahlia's people.
Oh, yeah, they're trying. it's doing them such wonders, you know.
Yeah, they're doing them great ones. I can't wonder why there's never Chinese people in movies. Come on now.
Well,
they had every Asian actor in this movie, and look at them.
But you even go through this cast now. What have they gone on to do? Michael Clark Duncan, well, he's dead. He pretty much killed himself off after this fucking movie. Taboo's going on to do nothing. Moon Bloodgood, not much. What's his fucking name? Nothing. Chris Klein, nothing. They're all just going off the fate. This movie's killed them all off, I think.
I think, what's her name? The Moon Bloodgood, she just does TV shit now.
Yeah, what it looks like.
Yeah, where she belongs.
I know where she belongs. Okay. No, belongs on my dick. No, and last name the one. Moon one.
Moon one. Who would name their kid Moon?
Shit, you had a last name Bloodgood. What the fuck with you? Hey, wait. Who named their kid Taboo?
That can't be his real name, though. Surely.
That's real name. I'm sure of it. Will I am.
Damn.
That's his real name.
No.
Yeah, that was played by Josie Ho. Who named that cow Ho?
Taboo. Taboo was born July 14th, 1975 in California. Name as Jamie Louise Gomez. It's So there you go.
Yeah, he acted in other things.
Apparently.
he's Spanish?
Yeah.
I know what he was. I ain't gonna lie. He was from another country or some shit like that. He was in Hangover Part 2. I'll be goddamn. I don't remember that.
No, I think he's on the soundtrack. I think that's what they were listening. He didn't act in it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, damn, they had soundtracks? Cody's like, yes, people, and every movie has a soundtrack. Right, yes.
Good. Play this shit. Like,
alrighty then.
No.
Taboo. Goddamn.
Remember, he was in Be Cool. I remember that.
I barely remember Be Cool. That shit exists.
I can't remember who else was in there. Which
was Be Cool? I know the name, but I can't even remember.
Oh, yeah,
cool?
It's a shitty Get Shorty sequel.
There was the one, Wayne, with John Travolta, Dwayne Johnson, and who was Christina Milian?
Oh,
that's annoying ass.
Yeah, now I know the one. And he actually played himself in it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, he's a Black Eyed Peas.
How racist.
Why was there a Mexican in China? Oh, I'm trying to figure out.
Why was there an Irish blonde-headed guy who's meant to be Thailand fucking playing bison?
Why did he grow up in China is what I want to know.
Because his family died there. Or some shit. His parents were killed or whatever.
I love how Chun-Li never once asked that motherfucker that was training her, how the fuck are you able to do a fireball?
Well, who gave her that scroll to go find him anyway?
I don't remember. It was the motherfucker that threw the watermelon at Michael Arndt. He just left it there for her.
That should have been the original fireball. She just, like, grab a watermelon and go, like, Hadouk, and fucking throw a watermelon at him.
I love the part where, after she got done working that pole, which I got a pole you can work, Chun-Li, black.
God damn.
Hey, fuck her. She climbing a pole so I can treat her like a hoe, okay? So, shit.
Right. Jesus.
I'm just saying, shit. She climbing a pole. She supposed to be like one of the strongest female characters of Street Fighter, right? Well, guess what? They just deframed her in this movie, so you know what? Climb a black pole now. But,
yeah.
She got nothing from that pole in this movie. She did her little flips and heels and shit over the buildings.
I was going to say, the feminist leader, this is why we don't have strong female characters, because of shit like this, you fucking cunt. This is why we don't have strong females.
She is strong, though. She gave that homeless chick, after she did that flip, or after she left the club and working that pole, she gave that homeless chick a roll of dollars.
Oh, yeah, that big-eared monkey-looking bitch. Do you see the size of her ears? She looked like a fucking monkey with a big ear sticking out. She looked like Caesar from Planet of the Apes.
You remember Chris Klein's line when when she left the club and she was jumping the rooftop? He was like, I think we found ourselves a winner here. Why has he got that smirk on his face? Like, what's fuck? You would think Chris Klein has fucked everything in China with them looks on his face.
See, that scene with her running off just reminded me of Batman Begins, when Bruce is, like, in the vigilante outfit, and Gordon's chasing him on the rooftops and just jumps off the
side. He's in his Daredevil outfit.
Yeah. It's like, and, you know, the fact that she's living on the streets, learning about crime and shit, it's fucking bloody Batman Begins.
Okay, learning about crime, by how doing what? She just slept on the fucking streets.
Exactly.
I loved it. I was like, when she got back to the home, she's like, I never knew so much was going on in China. I was just like, but you ain't done shit to know shit, so what the fuck?
She's living it tough to become tougher. Even though apparently she can't afford food, but she can afford makeup and having her hair done every day.
That's what I'm saying. How the fuck she give up all her money, can't afford shit, but she's able to give money away to the homeless, she's able to buy that expensive ass dress, she's able to go to the club and take pole stripping lessons and shit like that. I mean, come on now. Come on. That girl's been working that pole. That ain't the first time she's touched a pole. Probably touching her father's pole.
I was right.
She was working Balrog's pole.
Oh, fuck. Balrog, my God.
That creepy ass look that Neil McDonald was giving her as a kid, she's probably working that pole, too. She's fireballing that pole. She's like, oh, yeah, smoothing up and down. She used the fireball on his dick like it was lotion.
Well, okay, here's a question. What would be the most insulting character out of this compared to, like, the Street Fighter game to this fucking film? Who do you reckon they fucked over the most?
Oh, Bison.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's Bison.
Yeah, gotta go Bison.
Yeah, no contest.
No, that's no con. It was Bison, definitely. Vega's next just because of the actor they chose. I mean, he didn't even have shit on screen, but just that choice of the actor, that already tells you, yeah, fuck this movie. Bison, yeah. The most embarrassing scene, obviously, to me was that, I'm sorry, it was that hip-hop club scene. I didn't know what the fuck that was. Chris Klein busting up in there, acting like he wanted to dance with the bitches and shit, too. Hands up in the air, and she's like, why are your hands up in the air? You a cop, dude.
But why is he a cop in China? What the fuck?
Why was he in this movie?
Because he's funny. He's hilarious.
No, why was the whole Moon Blood Good and Chris Connor, why were they all in this movie? It made no sense why they were in here. They did nothing.
Well, Charlie's meant to be killed off by Bison. So, that didn't happen either. So, which makes no fucking sense. I know.
Charlie had no interaction with no other body except for fucking Chun-Li.
Who he didn't know. Which makes perfect sense. No, there's... there's so much wrong.
Towards the end of the movie, the dude that trained her got more screen time than her.
Oh, yeah, Gen. Which, I don't get why he's in this. Gen should not be a fucking character in this fucking film. At all.
It was kind of embarrassing, I'm not gonna lie.
Kind of.
Yeah, it's not kind of bad. It is very fucking embarrassing.
Remember like the scene where she was working at pole? It's like a gif of it and shit. Look at this. Look at that shit.
I'm just amazed we actually managed to talk about it for this fucking long.
It's probably the most insulting best part of the movie.
Well, the pole.
Yeah, the pole. Because you know that pole is dirty. Come on, all them dirty-ass Chinese hookers that was on that shit, and she just easily slid up on it. Look at this. Look at this shit right here.
This motherfucker is obsessed with that pole.
Yeah, but it's not even realistic. If she was in bloody Bangkok or something, she'd be pulling razor blades out of a pussy or some shit. That's the most. Your ping pongs or something.
It was. That's
a great visual.
Yeah, that's what I want to see. I want to see you doing the spinning bird kick with a bunch of ping pongs flying out of your pussy. Now, then that's more realistic.
Bison was pulling the blades out of her pussy.
with the psycho power.
That's why he had that flashback with that look on his face when he pulled the baby out. He was getting the blades out of her pussy.
We're going to dangerous territory right now.
Yes,
you don't have to think. Okay, feminist lady, you want to prove yourself? How about you do that for us and put that on video so we can actually see that shit?
Nah, I don't want to see her pussy. That pussy's all tainted and blue waffled and shit.
It's like Bison's just beaten up.
Yeah, now you know Chun-Li's pussy in here is probably good, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, yeah, of course.
She knows how to air that motherfucker out with all them leg moves she does and shit. It's like, woo, look at that. You know, ain't a single bat up there.
Yeah, you're right, though.
That's why Bison was always following. That's why he's always sniffing her and shit. He was like,
Spinning.
He was like, pretty much, Bison is Z, and this little girl is 7, and Chun-Li is 17. So there you go.
Z would have made a better Bison. Easily. Without
I don't know
a
about that now.
Oh. No. Have you seen his sequels in New Blood Rising? Where the fuck it's called?
He would still make a better Bison. I'm with you, Z. You'd be a better Bison, man.
You must have missed his choreography scene in the Vampire.
Hey, it's still... those fights are better than what they are in this shit. They were horrible.
Wayne.
They were fucking horrible. This. I've got your back, Z. I think it's great, mate. Great choreography, man. Can't wait for that film.
Sorry, wait. Get back up with that, my friend. No way.
I'm gonna do a fight up a Z's Bison. I want to see that shit.
You're on your own with that one, man. Man, don't fight me. I'm kind of looking for Cody. Shit. Yeah.
Sounds about right.
When that motherfucker rolled, I rolled.
my eyes roll.
My whole body rolled downstairs and shit.
Z, we love you, man. We love you.
No, we just don't love your movies, though.
Hey, I love Night of Living Dead, man. That shit is comedy gold.
Okay, it did provide great comedy.
I want to see him remake Street Fighter next.
Oh, hell no!
He's got that black dude who was in Night of Living Dead. He can be Balrog. Hey, Bison, is this because there are people?
You should just remake Unfriended. There you go.
Oh, what, with us in it?
Movie with us.
That'd be awesome.
He's gonna remake It Follows, Cody.
Oh, Jesus, yes, he'd be the guy to do it. Yeah.
remember his news interview, right?
Yeah. Loki.
Oh, that news interview. Oh, I love this shit. I forgot about that.
Loki
the Joker.
I can't wait for that shit. That's gonna be amazing.
You guys go to the premiere, surely.
You got it.
Oh,
I can't wait to fucking see that movie. If it's gonna be like Loki and the Joker,
I might have to fly over for that shit. I mean, that shit's pretty epic.
I mean, if you can make that character into one, that's a badass character then, shit. Loki and the Joker? Jesus, man.
Oh, that's gold, man. That's fucking gold.
Yeah. Anyway, though, final thoughts, Cody.
Oh.
final thoughts. Yes. Yeah, shockingly enough, this movie's fucking horrible.
No.
Yeah. Like I said, I was pretty much stone-faced through the entire movie. Granted, I think more of that to do with me watching Sex and the City 2 and Terminator Genesis is pretty much back-to-back, so. Again, I just kind of diluted my response to everything. Yeah, fantastic week overall, yeah.
Did you take that DVD back and throw it at that bitch that sold it to you?
No, we're going to do another video. We're going to burn it, so. Yeah, I'll be on the way.
No, I bet you set it on fire on her.
Yeah. I mean, Cody probably had the best store clerk. She was all enthusiastic about him buying it and shit. She's like, oh my god!
Yeah, but Cody's reaction was the best, which is like, oh, this is really good. Oh, yeah, sure, whatever. Couldn't give a fuck.
I was trying to get him in the mood. She even told him, Cody, you ain't gonna like, you probably
gonna be
lost because you ain't seen the TV show, but.
Fucking lost.
She might seem like as if you was gonna watch the first one.
No, I was like,
about 2.5 hours, too.
Are you serious?
It's my, like, 2:15 or something like that.
God damn. Anyway. Totally. Yeah, man, there's nothing to like about this shit, man. The action was shot horribly. The fucking characters. You didn't remember all the Street Fighter, man? You remember all that?
Actually, I don't remember.
The action was horrible. The choreography was terrible. The cinematography looked like shit. This is a dull-looking fucking movie, man. This is dull as shit. The editing was fucking horrendous. I don't know what the fuck they thought they were thinking during the editing and scene on this movie. Yeah, because that scene is just like in out of nowhere and like fade out some shit and it's like cheap as fuck. I'm like, really? Make fucking movies on my iPhone better than this shit.
My trailer looked better than this.
Yeah, it looked
It did. That's not bullshit.
My teaser trailer for movies was
those title sequences you used? Fucking fell better than this fucking title sequence. They just stole that shit out of the video game.
Man, I don't get what it is with these video game movies. They strip away everything that makes the game loved by so many people. And then they decide... Max Payne, yes. And they decide to put that shit up on the screen. Like, that's gonna fucking fly. Are you kidding me? Like, who is making these fucking decisions? Seriously.
Obviously that director.
Can't be out of your right fucking mind and think that this shit is gonna translate well with audiences. Like, what the fuck, dude?
Street Fighter is too hard to translate from game to movie, man, so they gotta take changes to it.
Fuck out of here. It applies to the Irish businessman. What the fuck? Really?
You got something against the Irish?
No, I got nothing against the Irish. I'm just saying, why? Why is this?
When were Jews against the Irish? I never knew this.
Okay, you can play with that right now. Don't you fucking play.
Did they invade Judaism? There you go.
I'm gonna invade them, never mind. Anyway.
They invaded Iran. What's going on?
Yeah, they invaded a religion. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Oh, I'll say Jesus. Why are you doing that?
Anyway, I'm not gonna even fucking acknowledge what you're saying. Yeah, that movie's good shit, man. There's nothing to like about it, man. Nothing. I'm gonna say this one more time. Nothing. And if I didn't see fucking Sex and the City 2 already, this just might be the worst movie I've seen in a long time. Yeah. Two of those in the same fucking week.
Genesis, this, or Sex and the City 2?
Easily Sex and the City 2. Sorry, that's Sex and the City 2. Okay. Yeah,
just watch the first one since you got it.
Nah,
might as well put it to use, you know?
Nah.
Hey, any spoiler bastards out there want a signed autographed copy of Sex and the City 2 and 1 from Cody, let them know.
You don't want me to burn it. I don't have
to do that. Yeah, you know, listen to the ashes of this one. You know, keep
there you go. What the fuck? What did I keep doing?
Good for memories. I love how each one of you don't have a different poster for the cover of your DVD cover. I'm like, damn,
yeah. How many fucking DVDs did I bring out of that shit?
I have no idea how many fucking covers they have for that shit. Seriously.
I looked at that shit and was like, oh, I like Cody's though. Because that's the last one. It's the first one. He had no choice but to buy a double feature.
God.
Oh, shit. And that shit was on display, too.
Oh, man. Oh, well, yeah. Just like Sex and the City 2, this movie's getting a mighty old fucking. Mighty, mighty old fucking. Fuck this movie. Fuck it.
You know, I just saw this movie last week, and yet the only thing I can remember is Chun-Li montage walking the streets and that stripper pole scene. Surely enough, because I was fucking embarrassed by that stripper pole scene, because I said, what is this shit? Especially, I love it when they playing the slow music, the hip-hop techno music, and then she's slowly walking into the crowd, and then that bitch, Cantana, she sees her, and they're slowly walking to each other, and then they look at each other and go like, dance off, girl. And they just start rubbing up on each other and shit. I was just like, what the fuck am I watching? There's a really bad porno going on right here. All you gotta do is find the pieces to make one good one. They was almost performing like porn stars for the simple fact that the way they were dancing on each other made it look like a porn star when they moan, they fake moan and shit. That's pretty much what that was, because I was like, I don't believe any one of you is rubbing up on each other right now. If you're gonna rub up on somebody, do it fucking right. Grab her ass, get her closer, and then vagina hump that bitch or something. But, this movie is fucking terrible. I mean, the saddest part about it is, it's fucking boring!
Yes!
Boring! This probably gotta be the most boring video game movie ever made. Ever. It is literally sucking the soul, and I don't mean that in the pun, because we saw Bison suck the soul out of somebody in this fucking movie, which, where the fuck did that come from, too, by the way? When the fuck did you do that? Is that Airbond?
Fuck if I know.
Oh, so he sucks the soul to make his hair blonde and his eyes bluer. Okay. And yet he's still an ugly motherfucker. Yeah, this movie's a piece of shit. This is probably, you know, it's getting a high fuck for me. I remember I put this on my top 5 worst video game films of all time. And you know what? I think it's going to stay right up there.
Yep.
I think it's a terrible fucking Street Fighter adaptation. And you know, it's so bad, as bad as Jean-Claude Van Damme one was, it makes that one good and believable.
It does. That one's actually funny, and at least entertaining for that purpose.
Yeah, Joanna Man playing DJ? That was
DJ! Forgot about DJ.
I love how they made DJ a bitch in that movie. I was just like, damn. But they did have that one good line where Bison was just like, it's just me and you now, DJ. And he looked at Bison, and he started stepping backwards, and he was like, fuck you.
You start stealing the gold, man. You start stealing his money. It's like, fuck.
That nigga did have a Jamaican accent at the end of the
Yeah, he did. He started off not Jamaican, but by the end, he was full-on Jamaican like DJ's meant to be.
Slow Bison dollars. Like Disneyland or some shit like that.
I forgot about that one, too. It was Bison dolls.
He had a camouflage boat.
Fuck this film.
Boy, oh boy.
Fuck this film.
Wayne, final thoughts.
Oh, look, you guys said everything needs to be said. This is insulting. It is the worst Street Fighter property ever put out there. Ever fucking put out there.
Oh, bar none.
You have got the animated movie, which I will not even mention in this category because it does not exist to be in this same fucking field, because the animated movie is actually fucking good, and we should review that instead of this shit. You got
the animated movie is fucking gold.
It is, and it is. And honestly, if you ever watch any Street Fighter live action, the only one to watch is Street Fighter Assassin's Fist. That is the only fucking... It's a series that was created by fans, and it's the only fucking thing that does anything justice. It's actually good. Straight up, Jean-Claude Van Damme is at least laughable, but you said it perfectly, P1. This is just fucking boring. And that's the biggest insult. It's fucking boring. It is slow-paced. There's no street fighting at all. It does not connect anything to the game. Bison, holy shit. You are the most insulting fucking version of M. Bison ever fucking put on any film or comic or bloody any creation of the game. It is just fucking wrong. Chung Li isn't. Make her a stripper, make her a fucking piano player, whatever the hell she is.
Not she had a lot of jobs in this movie.
And the thing, yeah, and then, as you said, they make her learning from the homeless when she still looks like the way she does. So obviously she's spending her money fucking in beauty salons or some fucking thing. It is a mighty fuck it. Mighty fuck it. Because this is definitely one of the worst video game movies out there. And mainly because it's just boring. It's just fucking boring.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. You know, the thing about it, too, is you wouldn't even know this is a Street Fighter movie if it didn't have that name attached to it.
Totally fucking right.
No, you wouldn't.
Totally right.
Like, even if they had the same name, but it was called, I don't know, just Fight or Street or something like that.
Fight Street.
Like, I wouldn't know if this is called Stripper on a Pole, called that. You wouldn't even know this is a Street Fighter movie.
Stripper Fighter.
Might as well fucking be. Black Eyed Pea Fighter.
Legend of Taboo.
The Legend of the Black Eyed Pea.
Perfect.
God.
There's a film. Watch that shit.
Now, you know what we gotta do at the end of the year now.
Oh, No.
Oh, no, what do we know, V1? Spoiling
at the movies. Gotta do a top 10 worst adaptation list.
Sex and the City 2, number 1.
Yeah, there you go.
That one was one of the movies.
Oh, no, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway.
Yeah, I might as well throw it out
there. You want to watch the first movie?
No.
Certainly. Funny enough, the second one actually is worse than the first one. I don't know how. The first one's terrible. The second one amped it up to be even worse. I don't even know how that was fucking possible, but my God.
That's what even the fans say, which I can't believe they're fucking fans, but
go. They ain't got no fans. Come on now. Fuck. No, I take that back, because it made like $300 million worldwide.
I was going to say.
Yeah, fuck that.
And plus that chick that Cody ran into that tried to date him, whatever, she was all up on him talking about, I want to watch this movie or whatever, something like
what?
That.
What? The hell are you talking about?
You should have invited her back to your place, because she was ugly looking though, huh?
Who the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, Store Clerk, the one I wanted to watch it with you.
Store Clerk. Okay, I'm just saying that, but all right.
Yeah, she was hot, Wayne. Yeah, that's what it was.
I can't remember. Do you actually see her in the video? Okay, I don't remember seeing her. I remember hearing her, but I don't remember seeing her face.
No. I don't remember
her face
in the fucking video.
Yeah, I would. Hey, after she said, oh, it's good, I'd say it on this fucking camera, bitch. I want to prove this shit. Say it.
Say that shit and say it like you
mean it. Say you mean it.
He has some hairy arm, but I saw that, so Archie must have got a hairy ass.
Yeah, he does, man.
Fuck, maybe it was Blanca. Who knows? Hey, was she from Brazil? She looked a bit Brazilian.
What?
Blanca's from Brazil.
He
has no Brazilian in sight.
Yeah, you motherfuckers.
With her man beat hands.
Was she raised by wolves in the jungles of Brazil?
She was raised by Wayne's wolves.
Hey, my wolves wouldn't watch Sex in the City. Fuck that shit.
Those wolves watched it with that girl and they lost their fucking balls.
They would have lost their balls in no time.
The balls dropped like fucking
no, they would have bitten their own balls off. Watch this shit.
Those wolves' balls moved around like okay,
they glow. They were created by the energy of like Chung Li's balls that she creates.
Oh, by the energy of her fireball, yes, that's right.
Fuck this fucking film.
Oh, that girl, she need to come work this pole in this house. That's all I gotta say.
Oh, fuck that. I can't believe we've actually gone an hour talking about this shit.
That's what I was saying.
That is amazing.
I am truly amazed. Yeah. Look at this fucking vlog.
Y'all know good and goddamn well we ain't spending no hour talking about this shit.
It's probably about 10 minutes all up.
Yeah, I'm gonna say we spent about a good 15 minutes. The rest of this shit was about everything else.
And the way it should be.
I think we talked more about Cody Store Clerk hands than we did.
She got that.
Like she belongs in one of those goddamn infomercials showing off the ring and shit, going like, here you go, you see another diamond studded 10 carat ring. It used to be $3,000. It's on sale for $1,500.
I was gonna say, she had like those big Del Sim hands. You know, the big fucking hands that stick out?
Yeah.
She had huge hands, now you mention it.
She had them Wolf Among Us hands. I thought Cody was purchasing this shit from Game of Thrones or some shit like that. Like, wow. What art form do you take upon me?
Jesus Christ.
She had like hobbit hands instead of hobbit feet. Just big hairy motherfucker.
She was like that Burger King commercial. She was like, I can't buy a Whopper because my hand's too small.
Yeah, how did she work at cash register with big fucking fat hands like that?
She's like fucking Pinocchio, wishing her hands could be real.
Well, that's what she gets for liking that movie. She can get fucked, whoever she is.
Yeah, fuck her.
Fuck that bitch. Go back there, find her name. Put her on camera and say, you actually like this shit?
Man, what's wrong with you? You send me the address. Yeah. I'm gonna go there.
Bring it back to review it.
The newest movie spoilers be.
Find those hands.
Find her face. I want to see a video. I'm going to check that video, see if her face is in it.
We got to do a Cinderella. You remember how you tried to put the glass slipper on? We just got to find a glove. So,
yeah, I'll dress up like the fucking fairy good mother, whatever her fucking name was. Smack her on the head with a wand.
You wear those funny looking ass hats that they wore in Sex and the City
too. Oh, God, that is the worst hat. Yeah, I'm just going to say nothing. Just listen to the review. Fuck that film.
Alright, dude, we out of here.
We out of here, man.
Later, you
see ya, motherfucker.
That was goddamn.
That's a hairy ass bitch.
Woo!